This is a CKTZ News update. The RCMP responded to allegations of police misconduct raised by Fairy Creek protesters at an August 13th press conference and subsequent posts to social media. The protest to protect what may be the last old-growth watershed in southern Vancouver Island, outside of parks, has now been going on for more than a year. On April 1st, 2021, the BC Supreme Court granted Teal Cedar Products Limited an injunction prohibiting anyone from obstructing, impeding, or interfering with their logging operations in the Fairy Creek watershed. The RCMP have arrested 690 people since they began enforcing that injunction 3 months ago. At the August 13th press conference, Rani Earhart, spokesperson of the Rainforest Flying Squad, said,
"I'm sure being more than a dozen complaints filed with affidavits from the people directly involved, giving them the specifics of their complaints about their actions. Often there's safety concerns about the way that they were extracted. Sometimes they're about the nature that they shouldn't have been arrested in the first place because they weren't actually breaking terms of the injunction. They were merely in the area. We have submissions from media folks who were not treated. So yes, we've been pursuing that venue of complaints, but it's a slow process, and I don't know that we've really yielded any successes out of that."
As regards the media complaint she mentioned, on July 20th, Justice Douglas Thompson ruled in favor of the Canadian Association of Journalists. His written reasons were released on August 9th, and the August 13th press conference was called to discuss them. When CKTZ News asked Ms. Bernhardt for confirmation there's been a dozen complaints, she responded, "I do not know how many have been filed." Staff Sergeant Janelle Choyette emailed, "Our actions and those of individuals arrested will be subject to upcoming court proceedings in which all available information and evidence will be brought before the courts." As regards the non-media complaints, Choyette responded, "To date, we're not aware that we've received official complaints from any arrested persons as it relates to enforcement in Fairy Creek. Should any individual have concerns about the manner in which they were treated by any member of the RCMP, there are complaints processes in place to voice their concerns, and social media posts or emails are not the proper way of submitting those reports. We would encourage people to go through the proper channels rather than posting to social media so that an investigation may be conducted." There have been numerous allegations of police brutality at both the press conference and subsequently through social media. Staff Sergeant Choyette emailed, "While I'm not in a position to provide context to any officer's actions based on a portion of snippets of videos and commentaries, I can assure you that all our enforcement actions are well documented, including the use of body-worn cameras, which we prepare to disclose as a part of evidence in criminal proceedings or as a part of complaint process. We would caution anyone viewing these videos and reading comments to keep in mind they do not capture the events and lengthy efforts, often hours, leading up to or following the arrests or attempts of arrests of individuals. We have media relations officers and division liaison team members on site and protester-appointed legal observers the opportunity to observe and report on arrests and provide support to arrested individuals as they are being made." Some of the allegations on social media pertain to the allegedly reckless use of heavy equipment close to protesters. Luke Wallace said,
"Okay, so we dug a ditch, and then on top of the ditch was a log. One land defender was in the ditch with their arm down into a dragon, the other with their arm up into a log. The cops had no idea how to deal with this, and so they began using the excavator to dig around them, with reports of the excavator intentionally pushing rubble and dirt back into the hole to the point where they were burying the land defenders. The land defenders were screaming that they couldn't breathe. The police then proceeded to grab their legs and try to pull them out of a contraption they already knew that they couldn't pull them out of. They were locked into it. We've been doing this for months. They know we're locked in. And they're pulling at people's ankles, twisting them. Again, medical treatment. This person is not walking tonight.
He also said,
we have RCMP cutting tripods down. I'm going to post a video of a tripod collapse. They're cutting tripods down, and people are overhearing them saying, ha ha, I've never had chainsaw training before. Oh, don't worry, it's not that hard. And then tripods are collapsing. People are falling from 25 feet up because the police are tipping them over.
Staff Sergeant Shoyet emailed, as for the use of heavy machinery to extract protesters from tripods and locking devices, RCMP members have not been operating this equipment, but have been working in partnership with skilled and trained operators contracted by Teal Cedar Products Limited. I can tell you that we have taken many precautions to ensure that all protesters are removed from these devices as safely as possible. We have specially trained officers who will make an assessment on the locking devices being used by contemners and deploy various tools to slowly and safely remove them. We have noted and publicly raised our concerns that the types of devices being used were dangerous and unsafe. Beginning June 21st, when we issued news release update number 30, and we've adjusted our removal processes as well to deal with the new dangers. We have been providing safety equipment like hard hats, face shields, and ear protection on individuals when they're being removed from their devices. We've also been providing medical assessments at various points during the removal and arrest processes. And to date, we have not received any complaints or reports of injuries since enforcement began on May 17, 2021. In fact, we've had numerous situations where medical assessments, even by emergency health services, has been declined. As regards allegations that protesters' personal possessions have been taken by RCMP, Staff Sergeant Choyette responded that these can be transported by people who do not wish to be arrested. She is also aware of bags, tents, medication, and even drones being returned to the rightful owners. Quote, items not claimed and left abandoned at protest sites have been considered refuse and are picked up and removed from the area by industry, not RCMP. You've been listening to excerpts of an RCMP email by Staff Sergeant Janelle Choyette about allegations of police misconduct at Ferry Creek.